Welcome back. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning for tradition for 29 years. And we have just finished putting a couple inches of mulch on top of our shade trees on the west side that are going to be a glorious shade screen in 10 years. But between now and that next 10 years, what's our next step?
Nice.
You said one thing at a time. We got the west shade done. Let's dive into our next thing.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a big piece of, you just said it, you put your mulch down. Adding, I say 6 inches of mulch every year around your trees is going to invigorate them so much. You know me, I talk trees all the time. And that's not what we're here to talk about today, but you brought it up. Heavy mulch, you know, a good 6 inches every year, and it breaks down to this amazing soil that has your trees absolutely thrive.
And it's cheap. Mulch is cheap.
Well, if you can, you know, if you can find it for free, you know, it's somebody dumping them in your front yard. So there's a really cool website out there called Chip Drop, and it's for wood chips. You know, you can coordinate with them and get a load of wood chips. So the only problem with wood chips is they, if they drop you a load, you're going to get 20 or 30 cubic yards. For those of you that might have a picture of what that is, that's, you know, 8 feet wide, 8 feet tall, and about 25 feet long of wood chips.
You might want a couple neighbors in on it, or have a designation in your yard that this can just sit over the next 4 or 5 years until you use it all.
Yeah, exactly. So really the next step in the process of defining your garden and really planning out your yard is to view your yard as a whole system. It's a nature works in a circular manner. So what if we took those systems and we plugged them into, you know, into our front and backyards? And in my yard, it looks like this. I have at least a dozen different varieties of herbs and vegetables that come back year after year after year without me having to do anything. Because over the years, I've planted the right kind of seeds, an open pollinated seed, and I let things go to seed like lettuce or nasturtiums or parsley or basil. I've got mint coming up right now. These are all things that I just let go to seed, and I've put the systems in place, creating healthy soil, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, putting these healthy systems in place and letting nature do the work. It's really, really important. And really what I'm talking about here is permaculture. I like to call permaculture the art and science of working with nature. So how do we plug in and work with nature, work in the flow of nature rather than against nature, which we human beings like to do?
Work against. Yes, it's very natural to do that. You scrape the ground. You know, all these conventional things that you think are the way it is, but you are creating a condition to work against yourself.
Right. Well, you know what cracks me up is these lawn dethatchers, and there may be a reason for them, but I've never figured it out. If you're going in there and taking out all the thatch out of a lawn, that's your organic compost over time. And I actually watched one of our municipalities here do this over the course of about 60 days where they dethatched everything, took out all the organic matter, overseeded it, and then watered it 3 times a day trying to get the grass to sprout. And what they didn't realize is that that thatch, that organic matter, that's their compost for next season. So that's another way we can actually work with nature. I have a lawn at the urban farm because I'm on a floodwater property. And I abuse the lawn. I cut it way too low. I never fertilize it. And most of the time it looks great because I haven't dethatched. In the backyard, the chickens run. And the next thing we're going to talk about is chickens. The chickens, I let them run wild in the backyard. And so they're, you know, pooping and eating bugs and eating weeds and mowing the grass. They mow my grass for me really great. Basically, what I have in the chickens is workers.
There's even a book called Chicken Farmer, which talks about how to do that. Now, we won't get sidetracked. Theirs is a lot more complicated because they actually have like a cart on wheels that you move every so often to make sure that the chickens are evenly doing the same section over and over. Now,
exactly.
You're a lot more natural. Like, hey, just free range. Just let them do their thing.
Well, and here's what you need to know about chickens. They're going to get in your garden if you let them. So they will take out your garden. So don't let them go there. And what you just mentioned are called chicken tractors. There's actually a book on chicken tractors, and they're just portable chicken houses that you move the chickens from place to place. Don Titmus over at the Bee Oasis in Mesa and Kari Spencer at the Microfarm Project, they both have gardens that once a quarter, they move their chicken run from the garden that it's on to the next one. So the chickens do the cleanup, they do the fertilizing, they do the tilling of the soil. So for 3 months, they're in that on that garden bed. And once they get moved the next three, you know, to the next bed, then they, you know, have a perfectly good bed that's ready to go and fertilized, and all you got to do is plant it.
And if you've never owned or sat and observed chickens, and you say, what are you talking about tilling? Well, chickens love to dig.
Oh, my gosh.
They love to throw dirt on themselves. That's how they clean their bodies.
Yeah.
When the summer sun starts to warm up, they, you know, they burrow down, and that cool earth helps keep their body. I mean, they will dig. Like you said, they'll till for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're as good of digger as most dogs. So
and
really...
And they don't chew as bad.
And they don't chew as bad, exactly. So really, viewing your space as a, you know, as a part of nature and working with nature than against nature, that's my message for this section.
And as we're going to break, we'll come back and we've got a lot more great talking points, but somebody listening and is interested, I mean, you have so many resources on how to get started. You just go to...
UrbanFarm.org, UrbanFarmPodcast.org. I have over 300 episodes on our podcast, and we have free classes at UrbanFarm.org and some paid courses and like that. So UrbanFarm.org.